To call the meeting to order, welcome everyone. Why don't we do the attendance? Heidi?
Present.
Julius Collins? Dave Donaldson?
Here.
Mary Waro will not be here this evening. Tracy Bortels. So I know the minutes went out, and I hope you've had an opportunity to look at them.
Do you want me to make a motion to accept the minutes?
I'll second that.
Great. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Dr. Roberts, you want to give us an update?
Absolutely. Enrollment's just about complete for the spring semester, and we're going to hit our, pretty close to our budget, which we were a little antsy there for a while, but we came through at the end, so I'm really pleased, you know, because that's, it's important to us that we have a little bit more we need to get. Fund balance is still strong. We have a lot of projects going on. We have a new chief financial officer who's with us tonight, which she's feeling really good about. And, she's worked with John Dunn closely, so it's a smooth transition. Tonight she's going to talk about some of the capital projects. So
great.
We can jump into that anytime you're ready.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes, and welcome.
Yes.
Jamie comes with vast experience. We stole her from the county.
Deputy budget director at Burt.
But the beauty was that she hadn't worked with us on capital projects for about 2 or 3 years, so I got to know Jamie real well. And I actually went through the back door and said, Jamie, hey, it wouldn't be considered this. And she would be the one from the county who would audit our budget to make sure that everything was in compliance. So it was pretty easy for her to come in and you know, take over. And actually, she's already made some new improvements, which we're really happy about.
Great.
All right, well, let's hear about it.
So you want to do the capital projects?
Sure.
I'll jump in. So we have capital projects, and I didn't grab it, so if I can grab the executive order. So we have three work orders, and everyone's familiar with how the work orders have been progressing through the ledge. We had the project management agreement, which was the overall DASME agreement. Underneath each agreement will be work orders. We're passing them all as separate contracts, so that's why you'll see each work order coming through. We're doing design first, and then we'll go into construction, and that kind of mirrors what the county's been doing for their capital projects. It gives you a better sense as you go forward, so you know what you're going to anticipate when you get to the contracts. So do we want to go out of order, or I know you guys have other items?
Since you're here,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go through it.
Sure. So, starting off first, is Resolution 106, which is the work order with DASME for the gym wall. This is the gym wall project for the repair and replacement of the gym wall. It's been a very long going process. DASME has a fix in mind when they'll be fixing the facade behind the brick. Water has been getting in there, and that expand, freeze, thaw has been creating a situation where the mortar is breaking apart and the bricks are falling out. So they're going to come down and do the project for us. This is the design component, and then you'll see in April, we have new funding coming in from the state that'll roll to the construction component.
Okay, so again, this is just for architectural or design services.
Correct.
Okay.
We anticipate going with DASME for the construction of that too. They came down and did a full inspection of the gym facility. They walked on the roof. They did a really great job. Found other areas of concern. So we're hoping that when we engage with them for the construction, that they'll be able to do a full evaluation structurally of that gym wall and see where it's, what's the problem and how to fix it.
All right. These the resolutions 106, 107, 108. They're all that dormitory.
Yes.
And for those people that don't know, they're not really bringing in dormitories.
Right.
Just the financing.
It's a financing thing that the state allows, community colleges in general to do, and they help design a project, but they're not putting in dormitories. So
absolutely.
Some people think that's a confusing. But anyway, I take 106, I'll move 106, 107, 108 together.
I'll second
great.
That.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Great. Passed.
And thank you to the legislature. They've been extremely generous to us. They amount of projects we have coming through is going to keep you real busy for some time.
Right, and I just want to talk to you in reference to what I talked about last year, getting, you know, with the arts and the opioid crisis.
Yes.
And, you know, tagging of us and so on. I know last year I couldn't follow through because the county executive more or less was not going to.
Well, now we have an opportunity. We can,
and as a result, I didn't want to hurt you guys by trying to push it some.
And at some point, perhaps we could take a walk with you and take a look at some of this, some of these projects.
We would love to.
Yeah, I think that
would
be a great idea if you're interested.
Yeah.
Just show up at early.
Yeah, site visit.
Yeah,
that'd be
yeah.
Like that.
Now that the.
I'll get Jen to work with Danielle and we'll get a time. And
that would be great. Well, terrific.
Really good.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you both.
All right, resolution number 83, a 2019 appropriation for the Oakville County Libraries Program. Motion?
Yes,
I'll second that.
Great. And we've got some folks here tonight who.
I'm Margie. I'm the president of the Oakville County Library Association, the director of the Kingston Library, and this is Julie Dempsey, vice president of the Oakville County Library Association, and director of the Highland Library. We would just like to say thank you again for your ongoing and continued support. You know, Dave's been with us all along, and this is a way for us to provide certain services countywide for all the libraries at an equal level. So Kingston and Pine Hill are served equally. And we are working this year again with our online resources. And I kind of just wanted to highlight a couple of the new services that we're going to be offering this year. And they are... one is Happy, which is a streaming video service that's specifically geared toward libraries. It's independent films, it's documentaries, it's some older stuff that the Criterion Collection is in there. And with this service, with Ulster County legislative funding, we are able to provide Ulster County residents 5 films a month for free with their library card. And it's a streaming service that's available with Google and Apple TV and that kind of service, or with an app on your phone or other device. And we've already gotten a huge response from county residents on this. And it's, like I said, it's the off the beaten track, like independent film and documentaries, that kind of thing. The other new service that we're going to be providing this year is called Universal Class. And it's, an online learning tool that people can use for job finding. They can do resumes and cover letters, that kind of thing. They can also do continuing education, like if they need to beef up their skills in word processing or Excel or something like that. And they also can take just online personal interest kind of stuff, from flower arranging to cosmetics to whatever they want to do. So these are two new, very popular services that we're providing with Ulster County legislative funds. We're moving more towards, I think, popular and necessary but popular things that sort of cross the boundaries. They go for business support and job help, but also personal interest. So we're doing more of that. We're also doing more of our downloadable ebooks and e-audiobooks. We're really, our online services are really more reflecting our brick and mortar services, which we've all been popular reading centers. We're less research institutions. You know, people come here to the college or to New Paltz or the other places to do that heavy in-depth research. That's where the collection and the library skills are. We find that the public libraries really are serving a popular need. So that's where we're gearing our services.
Great. Yes.
Do you have a list of those the online services that were presently?
Yes. I have a couple copies of this. I didn't make copies for everyone, but
these are the.
Have,
I think that's
in the package.
It
yes.
Should be in the package.
Yep. Yeah, hold on. You can have a make for us. We'll get one. Just give it to one of the secretaries that
mm-hmm.
made for us.
Mm-hmm. So those are the services that we've allocated the 2019 funding.
And this may be if you have a library card, it's actually for many of your clients.
Yes, and all of these services are free with a library card. And the library card is free.
Maybe you can go down to Cornell, I mean, you know, go down to
Community
Action and hand out library cards.
We could absolutely do that.
At some point.
We would be happy to do that. I would be willing to bet that a significant number of your folks already have library cards, but we'd be happy to go down and say, anyone who doesn't, let's sign them up.
Okay.
So if you don't mind calling me and we can set up a time to do that, I'd be happy.
Yeah. Or maybe you can inquire if they have library cards at 120.
We can
have that this week. All right, because those things, there's a lot of great resources. You can actually learn language if you want. You can download, I think it's Mango, right?
Yeah.
You download Mango if you want to learn Spanish, or if you want to learn, if you want to learn English.
That's true, it goes both ways. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, well, thank you.
Thank you.
It's
always
a pleasure.
When you put in the request this next time, same thing you always do, you really spell out what you're using it for and what our county dollars are being used for, because we literally have a new sheriff in town, but that's not the problem. We have a new chairman in town and a new chairperson of the Ways and Means, and they are looking to get information that they want to be clear with.
Sure, absolutely.
Yes.
We're happy to make sure everybody's as informed as possible.
Not only for you, but for all our recipients.
Yeah, everybody, no matter what it is, the administrative cost, spell that out, why, and so on. If it's particularly, for instance, for the arts, it's going to be higher than other places, obviously. They'd have to understand those things.
Now, we usually send this to Amber. Is there a...
Still do.
Is there that... So that's the best place, and she'll get it to the right people?
Yep.
Okay. Very good. All right, shall we vote on this?
Make a motion. We already did.
We had
made a motion to discuss it. I'll make a motion to resolution.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Well, thank you again. It's always a pleasure seeing you and hearing about your new programs. All right, resolution number 84, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement for the maintenance of facilities for the Ulster Performing Arts Center and amending the budget. Second?
I'll second that.
I don't believe we have a representative. All right, so all in favor?
Aye.
Resolution number 85, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with Family of Woodstock for the supervised visitation program for the 2019 appropriation.
I'll move it.
I'll second it.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with Dispute Resolution Center for the 2019 appropriation. Very good. Thank you for being here.
Last time we were here, we pulled out our agency. So you just want to know what we're doing in Wisconsin right now?
Please.
Okay, yes. Well, it's Court Appointed Special Advocates, and it's volunteers that work with children in foster care. And what they do is they monitor the court orders to make sure that the parents are doing what they're supposed to be doing. They talk to everyone that's involved with the family, the teachers for the children, doctors, if they're going for doctor visits, speech therapists, regular therapists, with the parents, if they're in drug rehab, they will speak to them. We have staff that goes to the family treatment program every week to find out if the parents are in there, if they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, and that gets reported to the judge. So we do reports to the judge so that they know what is happening with the entire family to make sure that permanency is reached, whether it's to return them to their parents or to freedom for adoption. So they're all volunteers, and right now we're doing a really huge marketing to recruit volunteers.
How many volunteers do you have?
Right now we have 10 active, but we really need more than that. We had just taken money to, you know, refurbish it.
How, when you took over, how many were there?
There were about the same. We haven't lost any. We haven't gained any. We do a training like once a year, so we're going to try to do a training in the spring. And the training is free, and it's intense to let them know what they need to do. And then they do court watching, and then they're sworn in by the judge.
Yeah, for those who don't know, the court-appointed special advocates, what they do is they are appointed by a judge for the child, and they represent the child, not the parent, not social services, not foster care, just the kid. They worry about that kid, and that's what they're, and they have one. They're appointed one, and that's
one
what
family. There may be more than
well,
one child.
One family,
yeah,
there may be more than a family, but that's what their charge is. And, you know, sometimes they bump heads with social services, they may bump heads with the parents, obviously, and so, but they represent the child, first and foremost. So, Ray,
all right. Should
well,
we vote?
When do you send out the notices for trying to get volunteer?
It's on our website. We have someone that comes up once a week and does presentations at, you know, different events and stuff. It's very hard to get volunteers in all of our counties. It's, you know, people don't volunteer as much as they used to.
I wonder, Dave, if there's not a way that we could put something
on
our
site. That's what I'm trying to do. Yeah. Is, can you send me a link or trying to think of, I mean, where you, you know, when you're trying to get volunteers, just so I can follow them, and maybe we could talk to our computer people to maybe have it linked on our computers.
Thank you very much.
And that may be a possibility.
Thank you.
Great. Well, thanks for being here. Should we vote?
Move it.
I'll second that.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you. Give me a chance here. Resolution number 87. Authorizing. He still doesn't
That's
stop.
That's why we missed
it. Right. Authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with Arts Mitz Hudson for 2019 appropriation. Tell us about 2018.
So in 2018, we funded 18 projects. The total amount of funding we were able to distribute was $51,000. We had a range of requests from programmatic support to capacity building. The guidance is that we give no more than 70% of, no less than 70% for capacity building. 80% of it went to capacity building. So this is strengthening existing arts institutions and giving them the ability to continue doing the great work they're doing. These were things like marketing initiatives, audience development, hiring new staff people, purchasing equipment, and other plans that would set them up for success over the next several years. And one of the main things we're looking for is a plan towards sustainability. past what, you know, the funding they get for that year. What's the further plan to make sure that that investment is taken care of? So there was a wide range, and I can answer any more questions. We give extensive technical assistance to all of our applicants, as if they request it, it's free. And this allows us to screen applications before they come in for eligibility, and to also strengthen applications. So I'm able to sit with them and discuss the priorities for the program, look out for things that I think the panel might be concerned about with their application, and move them in a direction of applying for really something that's really strong. And so for this reason, we're able to have a really strong pool of applicants when we sit down with a peer review panel, which is made entirely of volunteers, community members, stakeholders who are a part of the arts in Ulster County.
I didn't realize that the folks that are actually making these decisions are volunteers.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's great.
Panel. When are you having your awards again?
Do we have that scheduled?
We don't schedule it until we know who we're funding for the year, because we have it at one of the awardees' spaces. So that way we can draw attention to that space. Last year it was a Chatelain Stages in Allenville, and the year before that was at the Maritime Museum in Kingston.
So we move around. And it's always interesting when we're at that awards ceremony how many people will walk in. And these are all cultural collaborators and peers. And a lot of times people, I've never been in here before. So it's all about that, trying to make those connections.
Another thing I want to highlight is the main goal of this funding is to encourage collaboration between organizations. So the range is $2,500 to $9,500 for capacity building initiatives. The only ones that are eligible for that higher number are organizations that are working collaboratively. So we did have a couple of those last year. One of them was Arm of the Sea Theater, and shout out Saugerties. And it was kind of a bigger organization partnering with a smaller to increase the exposure for both organizations. So we really want to encourage that. Part of that happens through technical assistance. I make a lot of connections with the organizations.
Thank you. Thank you for being here and for what you do. So,
make a motion to accept.
Yes.
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Well, thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Resolution 89, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with Cornell Cooperative Extension Association of Ulster County for 2019 appropriations.
I'll move it.
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Resolution 92, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to enter into an agreement with Don't Be a Monster for 2019.
We missed 88.
Sorry. Authorizing the chair of the legislature to enter into an agreement with Ulster County Community Action Committee, Inc. for 2019 appropriation. Want to update us?
Yeah. Welcome, and thank you for having us back. We've had a small amount that we've been going after the legislature for. Last year, we were able to help about 3 families with the money that we get for rental assistance, which is usually first month's rent. We have asked for more this year to be able to increase that assistance in accounting through Dave's help and recommendation. So we hope that will increase the numbers tremendously of the people that we're able to serve who need emergency home assistance.
Any questions?
Yeah, now, what, just so everybody understands, what is the money that the county gives you, you use that exactly for what?
Home emergency, home assistance.
Home emergency?
Usually it's rentals, rent assistance.
All of it?
All of it, yes.
And what is that,
if you recall, it used to be the backpack program.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that phased out because it actually took a life of its own, was able to, through donations and whatnot, funded. So I think I wanted the second year I was here, I asked for permission to change it to rental assistance home emergencies. And you guys graciously said to do that. And now we want to grow that even more. And we put in for some more assistance.
So 2,000 of it is towards housing assistance. So we're able to help
two families with mortgage assistance, which stopped foreclosure on their homes, and then we helped one family with back rent, so that avoided eviction. And then the remaining money we used towards
towards salaries?
For the care managers that work with us, individuals.
So again, if you could give us just a breakdown of how that, you know, happened last year.
Actually, no, that we were told not to prepare anything because you guys were going to be busy. So I would have had a list, and I could get that
fine
to you.
Yes.
If you still need that.
Yes.
I brought it last year with what all that breakdown was. Yeah, it looks like what we found out just before we left was we were asking $9,000 for rentals and $1,975 for the salaries that addressed those through Ellenville, Highland, and Kingston.
Now, these salaries, they address more than just
this. We do more than just the housing assistance.
We do housing assistance, food assistance. We do all outreach.
Utilities. Heat program has been assigned to us through Ulster County also. Mm-hmm. So we're another site for that. We do food pantries. We do mobile food pantries for Ulster County. And we've just expanded it to, this year, Sullivan County. So we're starting to do the same thing in Sullivan County area.
All right, good. So when you put your request in, I just want to make sure you do it the way that you get, get it. So when you break that out, even though you're pointing out it's salary, but it's salary, it's salary to be used
specifically.
You outreach, you get food to people to get so on. And
we wrote that in the
Yeah, make sure that that's in there properly. Because other people will say, oh, what are we just giving them salary now?
No, it's not the
No, that's the
No, it's for programs.
Yeah, that's no, well, that's
to be able to offer those for adults.
Yeah, in other words, most people, they want their money to go towards programs. That's what they're thinking.
Program outreach.
Right.
Very good. So, do I have a motion?
I make a motion.
I'll second that.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Again, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you
for what you do.
Have a good night. You too.
Very good. Resolution number 89, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with Cornell Cooperative Extension Association.
I'll second that.
I think we voted on that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution number 92, authorizing the chair, the Ulster County Legislature, to enter into an agreement with Don't Be a Monster for 2019 appropriation. I believe this is for $5,000.
Yep.
Very good. Hi.
Hi, where do you want to go?
Tell us a little about the program.
Well, I'm going to do that. I have three copies. I made six, but they made it on the back of the three. Not too good with this stuff. My name's Mike Juby. I own Headless Horseman.
Mike, we'll do it this way.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect. That's why I like that.
It's reducing
paper.
Yeah.
The environmental issue.
Yeah. So I own Headless Horseman here. I've been doing a house in Ulster Park, New York. And I'm in a pretty large community of 400 houses throughout the country. One of our members has an autistic son, and he felt as though he was going to be bullied when he got a little older in school. So we started a program called Don't Be a Monster. We go into the schools, the assemblies are free, and we address school students, two, three, four assemblies a day sometimes. And we make an anti-bullying presentation. I bring a magician with us, and we do an hour-long presentation. We started this in 2014, and the total students that we've reached so far is 390,520. We've made 1,258 presentations, and that's in 847 schools. That's from the East Coast to the West Coast. This is an organization that has grown. It is done in the month of October because October, obviously, for haunted attraction people, is the busy time of the year, and that is anti-bullying month. My company probably has 50,000 invested. We hand out wristbands at the end of the presentation, we have an icon character who was in our videos and everything. He's backstage as the presentation is going on. At the end of the presentation, we bring the icon character out, and the kids go crazy. They hug him. I can tell you many stories about this. I may not want to be here long, but one story that I feel is worth sharing, so you may have heard it. I did a presentation in Westchester County. At the end of the presentation, the teacher asked if a student could come up. This was our third presentation of the day in the school. He asked if a student could come up and speak, and I said, of course. And she came up, I gave her the microphone, and she started crying immediately. She composed herself, and the first thing she said was, "Don't be a monster." I thought, well, that's pretty cool. That's the end of the program. She got that one. She said, "Be nice to people." She said, "Last year I was going to kill myself. And my father and my family helped me to not commit suicide. I'm just asking you, don't be a monster. Please be nice to people." 250 kids in this auditorium stood up and gave this girl a standing ovation. The teachers, the principal, all teary-eyed. The teacher that brought the girl down to me said, "I have to tell you how powerful this program is. This girl has been, we do this in the middle school. She's been in our school for 3 years, has not said a word to anybody in 3 years. Walks down the hall next to the lockers, goes in the classroom, sits down. Teacher asks her if things were all right or if she needs anything, she either shakes her head yes or no, has not spoken a word until that presentation." Mm-hmm. To me, that was worth it right there. That was a real big move for me. Mm-hmm. And I have several other stories like that that I won't bore you with. The program works, and I appreciate anything you guys can do for us.
That's great.
I mean, you spend a lot of your own money.
Yeah, I know, and I'm happy to do it, but eventually it's got to come to an end if I can't get sponsors. And I don't know why I can't get the NFL. I don't know why I can't get Major League Baseball. You know, you got a lot of promisers that are do nothing. And there's got to be people out there that can pull the trigger to get, because this goes from the East Coast to the West Coast.
Are you doing that yourself? The travel back and forth, or is this group?
There's group. There's yeah. Haunted Attractions.
That's part of Haunted Attractions, and so it's a theatrical.
Yeah, it's the organization is called Don't Be a Monster.
The
we started it through another organization called America Haunts,
mm-hmm.
and we're like 30, 35 of the best. We like to think the best haunted attractions in the country, and that's how we started.
So that branched off, that grew from that.
Yes, and now.
So in Ulster County, who, how many schools have you hit in Ulster? Ish.
I don't know.
You've been traveling.
High school, yeah, all over. But I'm with Ulster County. Yes, was pretty easy to get to. We've been down in Highland, Milton, wherever. We go to
mm-hmm.
the hardest, believe it or not. I know.
Kingston.
Dave knows I'm a pretty blunt guy. Kingston.
Yeah.
It's the hardest to get it.
Why is that?
Because of the great superintendent they have.
Yes.
I see.
I don't have much.
There's sometimes if there's a sensitive nature to the, they've done that with other drug awareness programs as well. They're not very welcoming for whatever their reason is.
Yeah, and that was very upsetting to me. As a matter of fact, prior to being allowed there, I was called to go to a function at the Kingston High School. It was some kind of a bullying function. I refused to go because why am I wasting my time to go there? I brought the law to the guy. I told him how we were, accepted in the curriculum, the New York State curriculum. I spent hours with him. But anyway, we're there now.
Oh, did you get there?
We got in through teachers calling us and principals calling me directly.
Because they heard about the program.
They sidestepped the guy. And I think what had happened was once they got in there, one teacher heard about it, well, why are we doing it? And then I think he kind of might have had a little egg on his face, but I don't know.
Very good.
Well, maybe we should move it.
I'll
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
And not much we're giving you.
Hey, it's better than nothing. Actually, it's the second time.
We appreciate what you do for us.
It's a very important issue.
The toe in the door.
Yeah.
And what age group is this?
Middle school. Where are they?
So is it like 7th and 8th?
Yes,
7th and 8th. Okay.
Yeah, that's typically.
Just one more quick story. There's a day you might know the guy who's a principal in Newport. Gosh, his name just went out of my head. I'm sitting in an auditorium and we're doing a presentation. My phone rings. He's a bird. I can't remember his name. And my phone rings. And he said, "Hey, I'm so and so, principal down in Newport High School. I've been principal down here 25 years. And this program just came across my desk." He said, "This is ridiculous." Look at him, man. I like to slap this guy. Right? I'm looking at him. And I put it back to my ear, and he says, "Brilliant!
Yeah.
Who came up with this idea?" I said, "I did." "I didn't, but I said, I did." So anyway, he told us he'd been a principal for 25 years. And we've been going there 3 or 4 years, since the inception. He said it was the best program he's ever come across his desk.
That's good to hear.
Yes.
That's good work.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
So we do have new business, but unfortunately Mohonk Preserve could not be here.
Eric was supposed to come here.
Yeah. So perhaps next month.
We'll see you
again next month.
Yeah. Any old business?
Nothing. But I am, like I said, you remember I brought up this last year in reference to working with the college and, with opioid addiction type of thing, and because we used to give, I know when I was a chairman, what we used to do is we had a couple presentations I used to do. One of the things was we used to often bring in musicians, local high school musicians that were really good, and just open it up for 5 minutes, and do a 5 minute show, and then other things were bringing in, like, artwork. Well, they brought the artwork from the Ellenville, and they did this thing. It was basically on opioid addiction.
Oh, where they did
like
the little
this.
Mini commercial.
Yeah.
And well, we seen it afterwards, but the first time when they did it, I was really flabbergasted by some of the posters, because they were doing posters.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, they're effective the way they are. And then when I thought about it, maybe they are effective, maybe they aren't so effective, but what is effective is getting the artist or all those kids engaged in doing that. And then if they get their art on the side of a bus that we pay for, that's pretty, in other words, it would engage every high school.
So what are you suggesting then?
Well, I suggested that I wanted to start working on it last. I talked to Dr. Al about it, and he thought it was a good idea, but then what happened was, we're off the record now. Let me,
adjourn yet.
I might make a motion to adjourn.
Yes.
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.